Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Tanya Andrews, also known as One Christian Chick in my online personality. You can find my website at www.onechristianchick, and I'm also on Instagram at Tanya M. Andrews and on Twitter. So I'd love for you to join me throughout all of my social media accounts. But today, I want to focus on anxiety. I have found that in my years in women's ministry and working with young women, we seem to all have something in common, and that is the reality that most women seem to deal with some level of anxiety. Typically, what I have found is that anxiety comes as a result of our lack of self-esteem. We deal with issues of self-worth and issues of trying to achieve greatness. There are high expectations oftentimes placed on our shoulders as women to be equal to men or to achieve the greatness that a man may do in the business world. And one of the things that I have learned to embrace over the years that I have been a student of God's Word and a follower of Jesus Christ is quite simply that I am not a man. God designed women differently. God designed us differently. He designed us to, one, have a need for social connections. Men are oftentimes viewed as that hunter-gatherer. They're going to go to work. They're going to work. They're going to provide. They're going to come home. They're those troubleshooters. They don't have the same emotions, the same inner workings that we as women have. And those emotions, those inner workings are things like nurturing and loving and caring and being viewed as valuable. And so frequently, in our lives, we have at some point as women, I know I was told from the time I was very young that I wasn't good enough. My stepfather repeatedly said, you're just not good enough. You know, you're not smart enough. You're not tall enough. You're not thin enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not all of these things that I need you to be. And so I continually heard the you're nots of life. And the you need to's, you need to work harder, you need to eat better, you know, because you need to be thin, you need to all these things. And the reality of it is, I developed huge self-esteem issues, and they were driven with a very high degree of anxiety. And so what started to happen is I began to manipulate situations or to try to manipulate situations for my benefit. I'd get in a bad situation, I'd see a problem, and I was trying to manipulate that situation to please my dad and to establish some level of recognition for myself. I needed to be recognized, I needed to be embraced as valuable, I needed to be worthy because I was so insistent that I was unworthy. And the reality of it was I was missing the boat. I was missing the boat. When I became a mother, I started to stay home with our son. And I struggled frequently over the years when I was home with him. He was a cranky little dude. And I can say that because I'm his mama and I love him to pieces. But he was a pretty cranky kid until he was about 3 years old. And so he was a crier. He was very colicky. He was very, just very demanding, a very demanding little dude. And now that he's preparing to start college, I see how he has become successful through the levels, through the challenges that he put before himself to achieve. And I think that's part of why he was so cranky. When he couldn't sit up, he was mad because he couldn't sit up. When the time came that he wanted to roll over, until he could roll over, he would scream and carry on until he could roll over. And he never actually did crawl. He was bound and determined to walk, and he was fussing and complaining about that until he could walk. And you know, he just always wanted the next thing. He always wanted more. And the challenge for me, the anxiety grew because I could not make that little guy happy. I couldn't fix whatever was going on in his life that made him feel cranky and angry, and I couldn't make him happy. And so as a mother, I felt I had failed. And then my husband would come home at the end of a work day, tired, and walk in and typically find me frazzled, worn, oftentimes still in my pajamas and unshowered, because I had been dealing with this cranky, fussy little guy all day long, and I had nothing left to give my husband. And so what started to happen is I became very anxious because I wasn't a good enough wife. And so here I was. I had been driven by insecurity and anxiety when I was young because I couldn't accomplish what people told me, man told me I needed to accomplish. And then I became a wife and I felt that I wasn't good enough there. And I became a mother and I wasn't good enough there. And there were so many places I felt inadequate. And so the anxiety just grew and grew and grew. And the desire to control situations grew. And what happened is when I failed to control a situation, when I could not manipulate it so that things would go my way, the anxiety grew even greater. And the self-esteem plummeted even further. And it wasn't until probably 12 years ago. About 12 years ago is when I really met Jesus. And I mean, like, he changed my life, kind of met Jesus. And it was that 12 years ago that I found peace in the anxiety, something that I thought I would never, ever find in my life. And so I want to share this with you because it resurfaced in my life. Right around Christmas time this past year, it resurfaced in my life. My dad had been ill for about 15 years with a neurological disease, but in October, he started to show signs of cancer. By December, he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and by March 19th, Dad had passed. Keep in mind, this was a very challenging situation, not only because it was the anxiety that I was going to lose a parent, but because this is the same parent who had been emotionally abusive to me my entire life. This is the same parent who told me I was never good enough. And now I was going to have to care for this parent as his end of life was approaching. And I needed to care for my mother as well, and she was struggling with anxiety and depression through all of this. And so what I found was God was the only way we were going to get through this anxiety. And I clung to Scripture. I absolutely clung to Scripture. And I'm going to talk to you today about a couple scripture passages that I want you to claim if you are struggling with anxiety, whether it's an ongoing challenge in your life, whether it's a one-time thing because of circumstances. But before we go on to claiming it, I want to remind you of one thing. You are here at this moment, at this time, at this stage of your life on this planet, because God has a purpose for you. God has a purpose for you. You need to realize right now, sit yourself up and be proud of the fact that our mighty God, the same God who spoke the planets into existence, the same God who breathed the stars in the heavens and knows them each by name, that God decided that this world needed you. This world needed you right here, right now. And that is a promise. He needs you as well. God created you with a purpose. He created you to bring glory to Him, and He is proud of you. He is a Father who will never let you down. So this morning, as I was going through my Instagram feed, I found a quote that I want to share with you as we get into God's Word. And here's the quote. It's by Judah Smith. Judah Smith, and the quote says, "Many of us live with incredible tension and anxiety because we think that our dreams will come true if we just get the right degree, or if we just meet the right people, if we just get the right job. We assume our happiness is tied to our success, and our success depends on our performance. So we sweat and struggle and scheme and strategize, and we wonder why we aren't enjoying life." Does that sound like you? It sure sounds like me. It sounds an awful lot like the life that I have been scheming through and manipulating and controlling over the years. And the reality of it is that the only one who can take control of my life is God. Nothing I can say or do is going to change what His plans are for my life. And so step one is realizing that His plans are greater than my plans in this world. So as you face anxiety, know that God even gives us a command about it. He says in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." Amen. Amen. Look at what this scripture says. It says, do not be anxious about anything. Anything at all. We shouldn't be worrying about anything. Because the reality of it is, in every situation, God tells us that we should come to Him with prayer. We should come to Him with prayer. Now, I don't know about you, but when things are going rough in my life and I'm facing challenges and I'm panicking and I'm scared and that feeling of anxiety overtakes me and my head starts to swim, the first thing that I should do is pray, but it's not normally the first thing that I do. I'm just going to be real. What's the first thing we usually do? Panic. Panic is the first thing that we do, and then try to figure out how we can fix it. So one of the things I'm having to train myself to do is to pray. Well, here's the challenge. When you're anxious and you're panicked and you're trying desperately to fix the situation, right, in your own power, how quick are you to pray? Well, I don't know the words. I don't know what to ask God for. I don't know how to put it in a prayer. And here's the reality of it is, He doesn't need to hear a fancy, eloquent prayer from you. What He needs you to do is just call out to Him. Prayer is nothing more than calling out to God. It's talking to Him. It's sitting down and having a cup of coffee with your best friend, and your best friend is God, who's sitting across the table from you. He wants to hear everything that you have going on in your life. He wants to hear your thoughts. He wants to hear your worries. He wants to hear your dreams. He wants to hear it all. And so when you're anxious and you don't know what to pray, just say, "God, I need you. God, I need you." Several years ago, Life Action Ministries had come to our church. Dr. Steve Canfield was preaching about anxiety, and he talked about a holy ambulance. God is like a holy ambulance, and I just loved this image. So imagine the ambulance at the fire station. It is ready. The firefighters, the EMTs, they are prepared. As soon as they get a call, they're going to jump in that ambulance and they're going to race to the emergency. And they're going to take care of that situation. God is no different. God is your holy EMT, your holy firefighter. And when you say, "God, I need you," He races to your emergency, prepared to take care of your situation, prepared to fight your fires, prepared to breathe life back into you when you feel like it's gone. He's prepared to take care of you if you will only call out to Him. And so step one is when you hit those anxious moments and you don't know what to think and you don't know what to do, quite simply, God, I need you is all you have to say or do. God, I need you. And that meets the requirement of being in prayer. Now, there may be times when you can certainly articulate, God, I need you because I can't pay the bills this week. We've run out of money and we have more month. But the reality of it is God knows your needs before you ever verbalize them to Him. He just needs to know that you trust He'll provide for you. And that's done by just calling out to Him, God, I need you. One of the greatest pieces of hope that came to me during the difficult times, during the times that Dad was ill and I was confused with what God was expecting of me, because in my life there had to be some forgiveness that came along with compassion. And then there was the reality that I was losing a parent and the reality that I lived 600 miles away from them. And how could I care for my parents? I'm the only child. What could I do to take care of my family, continue to serve in my ministry, and provide them support? And God sat down with me. I sat down at night and I would go through His Word and I would pray for Him to give me the way and show me the way. And He provided me with this hope. Here's the hope that He gave me. It comes from Matthew 8. And it's the story of the wind and the waves obeying Jesus. Matthew 8, starting in verse 23, it says, "Now when He got into a boat," meaning Jesus got into that boat, "His disciples followed Him. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves. But He was sleeping." Let me stop there for a second. So here's Jesus and the disciples, and they get into this boat. And I'm not talking a yacht. I'm talking probably a canoe kind of, you know, a little fishing boat kind of boat. So they get in this boat, and all of a sudden, a massive storm arises on the sea. Now, this storm is one of those storms, when they say a tempest grew, I'm talking like flipping the boat around on the waves, waves coming up over the top of the boat. We're taking on water. Somebody's probably seasick. It would be me. I'd be hanging over the side of the boat, ready to lose my cookies in the midst of this storm. And here's Jesus, sound asleep in the midst of this storm. And we're all thinking, right, I'm thinking it. How can you be asleep in the midst of this? Well, here's the rest of the story. We go on to verse 25 of Matthew 8, and it says, "Then His disciples came to Him and awoke Him, saying, 'Lord, save us. We are perishing.'" Y'all, here's the deal. I would do it too. Jesus, you've got to wake up. Do you not see we are gonna die? Here you are sleeping in the boat and we're gonna die as these waves are crashing over you and the wind is blowing and you're taking on water. And I can just imagine the fear of the disciples, and they're trying to wake Jesus up going, "How can you sleep at a time? We're all gonna die." And then verse 26 comes in, and this is Jesus speaking, and He says to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then He arose and He rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, "Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey Him?" Why are you so fearful? Why are you panicking? Do you have no faith in God? Jesus is saying, do you have no faith in me? Why are you freaking out? Why are you trying to control this situation? I can do it. And so I look at it this way. It's the power of Jesus that He simply stands up in this boat and tells the winds and the sea, "Y'all, knock it off." And they stop. They stop. Y'all, If the power of Jesus is so strong that the wind and the seas obey him, why don't I trust him with the difficulties I have in my life? Why don't I trust him when I feel like I'm losing footing? Why don't I trust him when I feel like I'm in over my head? Why don't I trust him when he asks me to follow a path that I'm not prepared for, or a path that I feel unqualified to tread? Well, the reality of it is, he qualifies us. If he calls us, he qualifies us. Y'all, the reality of it is, don't be anxious about anything. It's really hard not to be. Some of us, it's ingrained into our lives, but each time you feel yourself panicking, remind yourself, God, I need you. And let him take control of the circumstances. Let him take control of the circumstances. Write it on a note card. Stick it on your mirror. Stick it on your dashboard. Stick it by your kitchen sink. Remind yourself. Remind yourself that there is no need to be anxious about anything, because when I pray to God, his peace will transcend all understanding. I pray, dear one, that as you've listened to this message today, to this podcast today, that you will find some level of hope, that your anxiety and your worries matter to God. And that if you will trust him, if you will ask him, Jesus, take the wheel. If you will trust him and ask him to take control of the situation, he will deal with it. He can calm the raging storms in your life. He can calm the seas. And he will provide you mighty peace that transcends all understanding. I give you peace, I give you hope, I give you joy found only in Christ Jesus. Thanks for joining me.